KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Good morning. My name is Johnny. And joining me in the studio are three lovely ladies from the Stephen Chapman Foundation, Marlene Baker, Michelle Hall, and Kira Burgess. They are here because they need your support for a fundraiser coming up for a local resident, Stephen Chapman, who has been diagnosed with cancer. And Stephen's lived here for a long time. He graduated from Laguna Beach High School in 2006 and currently is in the hospital as he has been diagnosed with cancer. Michelle, tell us a little bit about it.
He's started chemo now, and at this point what he does is he stays a week in the hospital, gets high doses of chemo, and then he's able to come home for a week, and then he has to go back, and they're not sure how long that's going to last. So in the meantime, you know, obviously he's not able to work, and so we decided that we wanted to do a fundraiser for the family, and the date is March 8th. From 3 to 7, the address is 2250 Park Avenue, and people can go to my Facebook page, Michelle Hall. I think it's Michelle Oliver Hall, but either way, and look up the event invitation. We have amazing item auctions available, and Marlene can talk more about that. But the community support, you know, more than anything, raising money is important, but showing love and support. This is Laguna, guys, and this is what we do. So we're excited about how many people are coming and the donations that are coming in. The support and love has been amazing, and we just want to show the family that we are here for them.
Okay, that's Michelle Hall. Marlene Baker's here as well, and you're going to tell us about...
I am going to talk about the amazing reason why we all live in Laguna Beach. The donations are absolutely off the charts. We will eat well, folks. Zinc, Gina's, Gigi's, La Serena, Solani's, El Ranchito, just to mention a few of the awesome folks who will be donating wonderful food and alcohol for and other beverages for this wonderful event. We have some silent and live auctions, Yoga Works, Adrift Boutique, Laguna Surf and Sport, Jan Shoemaker, Crime Coasters, large screen TVs. It's going to be an absolute...
God, these are all things that are going to be part of the auction and silent auction?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And one of my favorites that I think I might bid on, Yuji from Sanji Go is donating a sushi party.
Oh, yeah.
I know Yuji. He's served us many times after
amazing.
The show.
He's amazing. So he's going to do a sushi party for 10 people or more, he said. We have to pay for the food, but he'll come and set up a sushi bar in your home and stay as long as you want and make sushi for you and your friends for hours. How fun would that be?
I will fight you for that. We'll be scrawling
Wait,
for
my,
that
my
one,
birthday's
dear.
My birthday's coming up. So.
Yeah. So anyway, much, much more to come. Donations and food donations, all kinds of donations flying in, lots of love here in Laguna, and that's why we live here.
So this fundraiser is going to be March 8th from 3 to 7 p.m., and that's at 2250 Park Avenue?
That's correct.
Above Thurston. So if you're going up Park Avenue, it's the third house on the left, easy to find. Mm-hmm. Good parking up there. Uh-huh. And we also have to mention Ron I and his band are coming. So we're going to have some libations, some music, some auction items, good food. You know, just come, bring your checkbook. There's no minimum requirement for what we're asking for donations, but... You know, love and support, that's a huge part of it. So
absolutely. And I need to mention Steve and Rana Grome. They are opening their home, their lovely, large Mediterranean home. Lots of gardens and meandering, and just a pleasant place to be for this wonderful event.
Okay, and again, you can find that event. If you go to Facebook, I did it. All you need to do is type in Stephen, that's S-T-E-P-H-A-N, Stephen Chapman Fundraiser, and it'll pop up, and you can see mm-hmm. information on that and join the event and donate and do all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, we want to encourage everybody to do that. So he's still in the hospital.
He's in the hospital right now and is, well, this is he just went back. He was home for a week, and he went back last... He's coming home today, Kira's saying. Yeah, so he went back last, Tuesday? He went back last Wednesday. He didn't have to stay for a full week, 6 days, and now he's going to be home for a week. But the chemo's kicking in now. You know, he's not feeling that great, but he's fighting it.
Will he be able to attend the event?
We're hoping so.
There's a good possibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. All right. Well, ladies, thanks for letting us know about this.
Johnny.
We'll keep telling people about it up until the event starts.
It's awesome. Thank you so much.
And let you know. So, we'll put this up on the web so people can get more
information. And also, if people aren't able to attend, there's the website GoFundMe. And you type in Stefan's name and you can donate online as well. It's
GoFundMe.com.
And then, one more thing. We are doing we're trying to get people to help with meals. That really helps the family. It just takes that one less thing of pressure off of having to provide, because Michelle has three other kids. There's a website called Care Calendar, and you have to type in the ID. How can we do this? That's easier to remember.
Well, we can put it up at the link, and you can
we'll put it up on the link. You have to put in an ID number and a code number, and I don't think anybody's, if they're driving around in the car right now. But look it up on my Facebook page. There's a link for Care Calendar. If you want to sign up and bring meals, that's another way you can help.
Okay, we'll put all of that information up there.
Thank you,
with
Johnny.
This, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, well, we're going to go back to the music now with White Denim. All Night in Dreams. Member supported KX93.5.
Yesterday there was an accident on the street.